Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The third try was the charmer in Shuttle Endeavour's struggle to hogtie and later deploy 4.5 tons of Renegade communication satellite.
We see a good deploy.
Let's start it.
I tell you, that old boy didn't want to go, did he? This has been one heck of a day.
I'm Rob Nabius at the Kennedy Space Center.
Simply outstanding. Thank you, Houston.
Ecstatic shuttle commander Dan Brandenstein after he and his crewmates successfully rescued, repaired, and relaunched the Intelsat satellite, which had eluded them on two previous retrieval attempts. Mission Control extended Endeavour's flight an extra day until Saturday to give the astronauts a day off tomorrow and praise their hands-on salvage of the wayward satellite.
As long as we got the job done, we'll take it.
Yeah, you guys did a great job. I tell you what, you've made the agency proud today.
Intelsat's newly attached booster motor is scheduled to ignite this afternoon to send the satellite to its proper orbit. Rob Nabius for CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Also on tap today, a spacewalk to test space station construction techniques. In South Central Los Angeles last night, near the spot the riots began, a crowd of about 200 from a gang unity march banged on sheriff's squad cars. Deputy Bob Stoneman.
Who said they were there in peace, some sort of unity march and group. And they were. There wasn't any real problems. But when the deputies went up to try and talk to them and stuff, they all started to come close to the cars. They started rocking the radio cars.
Hundreds of police and National Guardsmen were deployed and the crowd dispersed. Today, as David Dow reports, the action is in the courts.
It's the beginning of another video battle. The arraignment today of four suspects in the brutal televised beating of a truck driver as the Los Angeles riots began. If convicted, three of them with gang ties could receive life sentences. The last time a major incident was televised to millions, the Rodney King beating, the case was moved to another county. But District Attorney Ira Reiner thinks justice can be done in this case without a move.
We have 9 million people in Los Angeles County. It is a vast jury pool to draw from. These people can receive a fair trial in Los Angeles County.
Tomorrow, prosecutors will seek a new trial of one unresolved charge against police officer Lawrence Powell, one of four defendants in the King case. The four were acquitted on all other charges, touching off the riots. It will be up to Judge Stanley Weisberg to decide whether to actually grant the retrial. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Gun sales are booming in California. In the 8 days just after the riots, 23,000 people bought guns legally, 5,000 more than the same period last year. The San Francisco Police Commission meets today with the new chief's job on the line for mass arrests during recent disturbances and his alleged orders to seize copies of a newspaper critical of him. KCBS Radio's Rebecca Corral reports.
San Francisco Police Chief Richard Hongisto is the subject of three investigations, an internal probe by the police department, a criminal investigation by the district attorney's office, and a police commission inquiry. Police Commissioner Edward Campagna wants the matter resolved quickly.
I just don't think we can go on without a credible leader. And if there's a cloud over the current chief's head, it doesn't bode well for the department making effective decisions.
Would you call for his removal or suspension?
Definitely not his removal. We'll have to see what the investigation brings forward.
Several San Francisco supervisors have called for Chief Hongisto to step down while the investigations are conducted. Rebecca Corral for CBS News, San Francisco.
Libya today renounced terrorism in all its forms and says it has complied with UN resolutions by cutting all ties to terrorist groups and closing their training camps. The conversion, as Dan Revive notes, did not exactly overwhelm the British government.
British officials who coordinate their policy on Libya with the United States say Libya must prove its ending support for terrorist groups and is expelling them. And the British point out that Libya's news agency said nothing about the UN's other demand that the two Libyan intelligence agents charged with blowing up a Pan Am jumbo jet over Scotland, killing 270 people, be surrendered for trial in Britain or the U.S.
So much for the Serbs' five-day ceasefire in Bosnia-Herzegovina. The battle for the capital of Sarajevo resumed fiercely at dawn today with intense artillery duels between Serbs and Muslims. At least three people are reported killed. Five shells hit the hotel where UN peacekeepers stay, wounding one of them. Newswoman Jelena Jevremovic is there.
There is massive destruction. We can see next to the building where we spent the night. Actually, we spent the night in the lobby. No one could sleep. We don't know the numbers of casualties, but you heard the sirens of the ambulances scrambling back and forth. The fighting is still going on.
The head of the Bosnian Territorial Defense Force has summoned all able-bodied Muslims and Croats to defend Sarajevo. 2 months after being forced out, ex-communist Ayaz Mutalibov is back in as president of Azerbaijan in an overwhelming parliamentary vote. He had lost his job after major setbacks to Armenians in disputed Nagorno-Karabakh and he got it back when things got even worse. A huge ammunition dump explosion is reported at the Far East Russian naval base at Vladivostok. All police and firefighters have been called in and many residents evacuated. From Germany, word that rank-and-file public sector workers have rejected the pay deal reached last week to end their 11-day strike. Union leaders say that might not bring a new walkout. In Washington this morning, the cabinet-level Endangered Species Committee, called the God Squad for its life and death power, takes up the fate of the northern spotted owl. Barry Bagnato sets the stage.
On one side is the northern spotted owl, a threatened species which, according to law, must be protected throughout its nesting range. The Bush administration claims that would mean axing 32,000 timber jobs. Oregon Republican Congressman Robert Smith says jobs must be given priority.
I think it's reasonable to ask, why aren't people and the economy of a region given at least equal opportunity to be preserved as a fish or a bird or an animal?
Expecting the task force to cut back on protected land, environmentalists such as James Blomquist of the Sierra Club accuse President Bush of caving in.
What it's going to do is it's going to cause the extinction of both the forest ecology and the spotted owl. George Bush's administration will be saying to the forest, drop dead.
With the Oregon and Washington state primaries 5 days away, the decision can't escape having political consequences. But it goes beyond that. The broader debate is over the direction of environmental policy at a time when the economy needs protection, too. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The Washington Post reports White House Chief of Staff Samuel Skinner is reimbursing Uncle Sam more than $3,200 for trips he took while Transportation Secretary. Actor Robert Reed has died in Pasadena of colon cancer. He was 59. Reed had played many stage and screen roles, but was best known as the father of TV's Brady Bunch.
Now look, Greg. Calling your parents by their first names may be the fad these days, but around here, we are still Mom and Dad to you.
The series' mom was actress Florence Henderson.
I loved working with him over the years, and we started working together in 1969. So, you know, I feel today like I've lost kind of a husband, a father of my kids, and a friend all at once.
Robert Reed, dead at 59. In Paris today, family, friends, and admirers of the late Marlene Dietrich attended a funeral mass. The actress, who died last week at 90, will be buried Saturday in Berlin next to her mother. The number of newly laid off workers rose by 10,000 in the latest reporting week, more than analysts expected. The dollar is higher overseas, London gold up $1.15, and on Wall Street, the Dow is down over 16 points. It's 7:10.